everybody, I'm Newton.
And I'm Precious.
And together, we're the Saltwaters. We're trying this, Precious is, off, honey, where are you anyways? Are you at the store? Did you, go off to one of them bars that you go off to sometimes?
You know what? Tom took me to an internet cafe. Because I know you're using TV's computer.
Yeah.
And he set it up for me, and they're all looking at me very funny.
All right, well.
I'm talking, they're like, why are you downloading Skype onto a public computer? You didn't think you can do that, and you can. Hi.
Hi. All right, well, we got Mr. Nick Zaino. Is that how you say that name?
Nick Zaino.
Nick Zaney. Nick Zaney. We got Mr. Nick Zaney, who is a, we're real lucky to have him on the show here because, he's a big, hot shot Boston writer and he goes to all sorts of forays and he rubs elbows with just about anybody who's got elbows to rub. And he said he would, come on the show, Mr. Zaney. It's I guess that's a good name for somebody who writes about comedy. Nick Zaney.
It's funny. You know what, Mr. Zaney? Have you ever met Snooky?
Snooky? No.
Snooky.
Oh, Snooky.
I saw her on TV's Today Show. She has large hair, but she seems to be a very tiny person. I wonder if you ever met the celebrities from Jersey.
No, I stick mainly around Boston, and they don't get up here.
Just hockey players?
Yes, pretty much. Hockey players, comedians, the occasional accordion connoisseur.
Because your name is Zaney.
It's actually Zaino, but if you want to.
It's
Zaino? Like, yeah. Is that like Italian and crazy?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't know you was an Italian fella.
You know what?
You ain't got an accent.
He does. He sounds funny.
Does he?
Where are you from?
One quarter Italian by way of Bloomfield, New York, upstate New York outside of Rochester.
Is that
Nick? Yankee.
I'm sorry, what?
Yankee?
Yes.
Nick, what'd you just say?
I'm just confused because I thought you said you was Italian.
I'm one quarter Italian by heritage, but not by birth.
Heritage Italy?
See what they're called?
No, that my genetic makeup is Irish, Italian, English, and Polish, but I was born in...
Well, that would just have sex with anyone, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I don't know how these people got together. All people who supposedly should hate each other got together and made me. So I'm kind of like Freddy Krueger that way.
I don't know if you ever heard this joke before, but why does it take four Polacks to change a light bulb?
Don't do it.
I don't know why.
Because you're so stupid.
Oh, dude. You have got to stop hanging around Billy Bob Nick. Ever since he moved here, hang around that idiot. And he's coming back with this. You're supposed to keep your bigotry in silence. I apologize, Mr. Zaney.
That's okay. On behalf of my Polack brothers, I accept your apology.
Well, you shouldn't say that either. That's not very nice.
Well, he's Polack. He can say that. It's like the N-word.
Yes.
Now?
There's a certain inflection.
Nick?
Yes?
It's an N-word.
No, it's Polack's thing. You wouldn't understand, honey.
That's one way of learning the language.
So, hey,
we don't have language for Texan.
So, Mr. Zaney, do you know anybody in Nashville?
Yes, I do, actually. His name is Ted Brzezowski. He's a fantastic guitarist, slide guitarist. He's coming up. I'll plug him a little bit. He's coming up, I think, in December to play the Scissormen.
The Scissormen.
His band.
Where's he playing at? Can he use an open innate?
He played. I'm sorry, what?
Can he use an open innate? We're very good.
Quite possibly. I'll mention you to him.
Does he play Motel 62? Because I don't want to be competition.
He plays things like there's a barbecue joint up here that he'll play. He plays Johnny D's.
I love anywhere there's red meat.
Well, he plays.
She ain't kidding about that neither.
No, we rarely in a Motel 6 lobbies get paid with food.
No.
Donuts, maybe.
Let me tell you just a real quick story, Mr. Zaney. We were riding down, I think it was Route 73 one time, and we passed a barbecue joint, and Precious, she just pushes down hard on my leg. RV comes to a dead stop, transmission drops right in the middle of the road just because there was red meat. She smelled it.
That is a talent.
And the vehicle reacted as well. It was like a miracle.
She's like a meat dowser.
This is true. It's true. I'm especially adept at pork.
Well, if anybody ever loses red meat.
I'll find it for them. I might not share.
And probably before it spoils.
Oh, that doesn't matter so much if it's cured anyway.
Well,
that could be a way of earning extra cash.
All right, so now, if I understand it correctly, besides writing about comedy and music in Nashville, you also write the whole WAOL site?
You're the one. I thought it was Elgar.
That must be a lot of work to, like, write that stuff, all of that stuff. I mean, I don't know how you have time to even write about comedy when you're writing.
I see all the little letters.
Are you talking about www.funnygrownhere.com, the Boston comedy blog?
Is that the same thing as AOL?
You write that one too? I thought you wrote AOL.
I also write for TVSquad.com, AOL's TV blog.
Oh, just the television set part.
Did you write the You Got Mail?
But it's in the internet. How did the television get in there?
But it covers television. It's a blog devoted to television.
But did
it's
you
like
write
a television blanket?
It's one medium covering another medium. It's like dancing about architecture.
It's too much thought.
Did you write the You Got Mail? Was that you?
No, I didn't.
Because that's real good.
He sounds too young for that.
Well, I don't know. I mean. It's a real good. I'm a lyricist myself, and I've tried to write something like You Got Mail, but it's just eluded me. One writer to another, you understand.
They would make a good song. You got mail.
Bah, bah.
You got mail.
It ain't gonna fail. You ain't in jail. You got mail.
You got me.
I think we could probably work on that. We could probably work on that. I don't think anybody's done a song about AOL.
Oh, I got one. Don't watch your head, it's raining hail. Go on home, you got mail.
That's good.
That's good. Good. I think we're going to write something for Mr. Zeno and dedicate it to him. So I'll put it in the paper for his Opry friend, who may need us as an opener now that they know I exist.
So where can you
remake You've Got Mail? You've got a theme song.
That's
true. I don't think so.
So
leave it to the professionals, please.
Now, where can you buy this TV mod thing that you write? Where can you buy that?
Well, you just go online to find it. It's just at www.tvsquad.com.
So where do you? Where do you buy online?
Online is something that you subscribe to. So you could go to your Verizon's Fios or your Comcast's or your local internet service provider and get access to the internet that way.
So you get like, do they send you something and then you like look at it or something, or I don't understand?
Well, you have a computer, and they send the internet to the computer, and then you look at it in the computer.
Have you got to be home when they deliver it, or can they just leave it at the door?
Usually you have to be home because they have to come inside.
Where do you put the money in the computer?
You give it to these people, and then they send you the internet.
Because it has, like, 8 different slots.
Yes, none of them are really for a credit card yet, although I'm sure that's coming.
Well, maybe that's why we haven't been able to put ours in, honey. Maybe that's why we ain't been able to get on the eBay thing.
Well, I just try to shove cash in. I don't believe in credit cards. They're icky. Well, they won't give us one either.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
always,
a problem. Now,
you know, like parking lot of shopping stop in Austin, and they're like, that's not an address, that's a parking lot. And we're like, well, that's where we live.
It's hard to sign up for an internet connection if you live in an RV.
This is true.
So we wouldn't be able to get the, is that why we can't get the internet in our RV?
Well, you might be able to get wireless internet, but it's more expensive. They send it through the air to your computer.
It's like them wireless microphones, honey.
Like a frisbee, almost.
Right, like those ones that you see at the Opry that people wear, the little contact mics around, like the headset mics.
I don't think we'd ever be able to get one of those. I mean, they would take a lot of, take a lot to be able to make that happen.
Until you have to go in out of retirement and out of school and go back to taking care of mom and daddy, as it says in
the beauty pageants.
Well, what is she studying there? Maybe she can make you one.
Molecular biology? I don't think so, unless it's very small.
Yes. It'd be a
very
tiny.
She told us molecular means very small.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is we ask her for money sometimes, and she got these little tiny bitty checks that you can't even see. Oh. And she got a little tiny itty bitty pen. We say, Teddy, we need, can you just, you know, advance us like $20 or something, because your mama needs a carton of cigarettes. And she reaches into her pocket with her, you know, thumb and her forefinger, pulls out, I guess it's like this little itty bitty tiny checkbook and a pen, and writes us a little bitty tiny check and gives it to us, and we always lose it.
It's very
so small.
What you need is like one of those lasers that Rick Moranis had in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's
very weird, Dan. It's underrated. I think it should have been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah,
because those people had to get so small. It's hard to act when you're shrunk.
Yes, yeah, I think that
voice goes all high and squeaky too. Anyway, we got. I'm seeing on your internet thingy, honey, that we only got like about a minute left. So, Mr. Zeno, if there's anything else that you'd like to say, y'all best say it now.
Oh, just check out www.funnygrownhere.com and search for me on dig.com, D-I-G-G.com to find stories I write elsewhere as well.
There'd be digging, wouldn't it?
Yes.
He likes saying .com a lot. Like, is it some form of Tourette's?
Yes. It's a modern Tourette's thing.
Well, anything you say .com, I don't know .com. Like that. Very
sane. You crazy. Anyway, Mr. Zaney, we really do appreciate you taking just a little bit of time out of your busy schedule writing the AOL website and the Funny Grown Bear site. And
Funny Grown Bear.
I like Funny Grown Bear.
Anyway,
that probably would have been more popular.
All right, well, thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless your spouse if you got one.
Yes, I do, Melissa.
All right, God bless you. All right, this has been Newton.
This is Precious.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Woo! Yay!